If you call Fort Benning, this is the general message you're going to hear from numerous extensions.
Because of the government shutdown, I am away from the office indefinitely. I will not have access to my email, and I cannot answer your call.
According to a written statement from the Fort Benning Public Affairs Office, close to 70% of civilian staffers are on temporary furlough status. That means they don't work, and they don't get paid till further notice. Retired U.S. Army Major General Ken Luer is a former Fort Benning commanding general. He says Washington, D.C.'s inability to put together a budget is to blame.
I wish I could press the magic button, and the title of the button would be, "Wake up, leadership, let's go."
Luer says civilian employees are the backbone of the overall operation, but the fort's spokeswoman, Monica Manganiello, says the lack of staff won't keep Benning from fulfilling its role in the nation's defense.
The bulk of what we do is train soldiers, so we're fortunate in that we're able to continue that mission using contracted employees at this point.
Columbus Mayor Teresa Tomlinson says this will take a toll on the area.
At a 60 to 70% furlough rate, that would be a total financial impact of $4.1 million a week. If it should increase, could go as high as a $6.2 million a week impact on this community.
But Manganiello admits the longer the shutdown remains in place, the tougher it will be. And General Luer says it's already been tough on his family. His son is among the 2,700 Fort Benning employees forced into furlough. John Lawrence, WABE News.